An update now on what is, of course, the big story today, the 2004 election. Polls are now closed in 9 states. President Bush is projected to win 4 of them. John Kerry is projected to win 1. NPR's Mara Liasson is with us. And Mara, let's run down the states that are in the president's column so far. Indiana, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, all states that went for George Bush in 2000.
No surprises there.
And John Kerry has the state of Vermont, also not a big surprise.
Not a big surprise, pretty close to his home state of Massachusetts.
Let's talk about a couple of states that we've not projected a winner in so far. Virginia, a state that went for George Bush in 2000 solidly, 52-44%. Too close to call. What's going on there, do you think?
Too close to call, but it wasn't a battleground. John Kerry did not compete there, although I think at one point early on, Democrats had some hopes that because of the northern Virginia suburbs, which are filled with people with graduate degrees and the kind of voters that would vote Democratic, places like Arlington, that maybe they would compete there. But that fell off their list of targets pretty fast. And that is a state that's expected to go to George Bush.
And let's look at West Virginia. Polls closed there about half an hour ago. What's going on in West Virginia?
That's one of the most interesting states. This is a state that Al Gore thought he was going to win but didn't because of cultural issues like God and guns. And that is a state that has been one of the most reliably Democratic states historically that is now looking like it's increasingly out of reach for Democrats, and it's because of moral values. This is a state that's economically depressed, that should be ripe for John Kerry's message about an economic squeeze, but it has a lot of culturally conservative voters, and the Republicans have done very well reaching out to them.
Also has a longstanding Democratic Senator, Robert Byrd.
Yes.
Also, one state we should mention that has closed, Ohio, the big Megillah so
We're
far.
We're not going to be talking about that for a long time, I think.
Well, we will be talking about it, but yeah. We won't know when.
Yeah, we won't know about that for a long time, yeah.
There are a number of highly contested Senate races in states that have closed, and let's talk about a few of those races in Kentucky, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Well, let's talk about South Carolina, which is a state where the polls have closed. Inez Tannenbaum was a Democrat who gave a pretty spirited challenge to Jim DeMint, the Republican, but she is not expected to win there. South Carolina is a Republican state. Kentucky, I think, was the most interesting Senate race this year. Jim Bunning, the incumbent, a former major league pitcher, said a lot of strange things, I think you could fairly call them, this year. He once compared his opponent, Daniel Mangiardo, he said he looked like one of Saddam Hussein's sons. Other of Bunning's supporters have suggested that Mangiardo was gay. And those gaffes have cost him. And there has been a late-breaking trend to the Democrat, Daniel Mangiardo. I don't know if it's going to be enough of a trend to give him a win there, but Bunning turned into an endangered incumbent when he wasn't supposed to be one this year.
And if you look at the balance in the Senate, you had mentioned South Carolina. That was a Democratic seat.
That's right.
That would be a shift.
That would be a shift, a pickup for Republicans. If Kentucky should go to the Democrats, that would be a pickup for them.
On to North Carolina. This is the seat that's being vacated by John Edwards in his vice presidential bid, and an extremely close race there between Erskine Bowles, the former Clinton chief of staff, and I forget his first name, Robert
Burr.
Bunning?
Burr. This is an interesting state. One of the big handful of southern states where Democrats had retiring senators and were trying to hold on. Erskine Bowles ran for Senate before against Liddy Dole, and he lost, but all accounts are that he's become a much better candidate this time. Whether he'll become it was good enough to win, we'll find out later tonight.
NPR's Mara Liasson, thanks very much.